Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. It's Monday morning. Things are getting a little out of hand already. Glad you could join me. Armor Report, of course, it stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. This is a show about investing in the millennial stock market. The live trading desk. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. I'm also head trader here on the desk. So I'm sharing information with you directly off of our desk that we're using to manage our own capital. We manage all of our capital through Interactive Brokers. We work with individuals as well as our own private capital. And we've set up three tracking portfolios on Interactive Brokers platform, where any individual investor who would like to participate in the millennial market and use algorithms to help manage risk can link their accounts to these tracking portfolios. We call it Armor Conservative, Armor Balanced, Armor Aggressive. Those words speak for themselves. But to break it down for you real quick, conservative accounts, the approach there is to really focus all of our time investing in the big indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, the small cap index. In the balanced approach and the more aggressive approach, we're using the big indexes in those portfolios, but then we begin to invest in group ETFs in the balanced portfolio and group ETFs and individual stocks in the aggressive portfolio. That's the basics. So if you have an interest in that, please go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com. Feel free to give me a call, and we can chat about whether or not what we're doing here would fit into your investment approach. What I love to do at the start of the show is to look at the big indexes. All of our investing risk-on, risk-off approaches begins and ends with what the big indexes are telling us. So we have proprietary algorithms that are designed to invest in the S&P, the Dow, the small cap, the mid cap, NASDAQ 100. And quick overview, we told you on the 24th of September, it's time to get out of your small and mid cap stocks. That was 100% accurate, right? That was right before the collapse of October. We were out of the big caps in early October. Then we stepped back in at the beginning of November, and we were able to exit those new risk-on positions at a break-even slash small profit before this market rolled over and is breaking down again. Sometimes we put a position on, and we're able to hold it multiple months. Other times, put a position on, raise our stop when the asset starts to move higher, then the asset breaks down, we're out at a small profit slash break even, and the market implodes. That's what's happening right now. It's called risk management. It's called not having an ego. We don't have to be right every time we put money to work. All we have to do is make sure we execute when we're on the right side of probabilities and statistics, and algorithms help us do it. And on our trading desk, what we're doing is we're focusing on the interaction between fundamental technical analysis and millennial execution tools. That's what we're doing. We use ETFs, we use algorithms to manage our risk and to build our net worth. Come along for the ride. It's fun. It works. It protects capital because it doesn't have an ego and it doesn't care about greed or fear. We execute based on percentages and probabilities. We put our capital to work when the reward potential is at its greatest. And if it's not a great reward opportunity, then we don't put the capital at risk. All right, getting to today's action, looking at the markets over the weekend, you know, we've been risk off now since the 12th. And you can follow where we are on a real-time risk-on, risk-off basis by looking at our website, rosenthalcapital.com. We have a real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor. And it's told you since the 12th we've been in cash, which is to say our algorithms are calling for cash positions. So what I did today is I tweeted out, you can follow me on Twitter, I'll give you a minute to go pull it up. It's hashtag Armor Report, A-R-M-R Report, all one word. And you're going to see there that I let you know what our Armor conservative, balanced, and aggressive portfolios look like right now. The conservative portfolio has 100% of the capital in treasury bills, collecting a better than 2% yield while we wait for our next major opportunity in the indexes. Our balanced approach has 90% of the money in treasury bills, 10% in gold mining companies through GDX, the ETF. And I've been talking about this last couple of podcasts. And of course, this podcast I title, you know, gold, silver, GDX, you know, part two. We talked about it Friday, and I'm going to talk about it again today, a little bit later in the show. And our aggressive portfolio, if you see, you can pull it up on Twitter there, you'll see how I broke it down for you. We've got 51% treasury bills, we've got 10% precious metals through GDX. We have 10% individual stocks, 10% individual stocks. What's going on today is taking us out of some of our positions there. And we're also short the market in a pretty significant way through the options market. So that's a more aggressive approach, right? We're still out there buying some individual names, but we're also shorting the big indexes through put options, protecting capital. And of course, that short side's paying off huge right now. I think that may just be getting started. So we'll get to that in a minute. But bottom line for investors who are listening to this podcast, what does it tell you? What should you be doing? When we're telling you across the board that we are, quote, cash with our algorithms, these are long-only algorithms for the big indexes. It's either cash or long. And we're telling you we're cash across the board on the 12th. You have got to protect your capital. I can't pound the table enough. And those of you listening, I hope you're picking up what I'm laying down because, look, I've been doing – this is my 41st episode in a row, okay? Every day, 12 o'clock, market permitting, I come on here and I talk to you for the last 41 trading days. If you're keeping – a record of what I'm talking about, you should be ecstatic that you've locked into a podcast that can actually protect your capital and make you money. One of our first podcasts, we talked about buying the marijuana stocks in the middle of August. We had a 50% increase in 5 weeks. At the end of September, we were begging you to raise capital and be defensive. The market's about to get ugly. This constitutes ugly. I hope you're protecting your capital because what it's going to do for you, instead of being worried and concerned and afraid of what's going on in the market right now, you're going to be excited. This is fantastic. Wreck the market. Bring it right down to us. Let us put our capital, the cash that we've got, to work at depressed prices. This is called buying low and selling high, right? We always hear about investing titans that are always, quote, buying when there's blood in the streets. How do you do that? It's so emotionally difficult. It's a lot easier if you're a billionaire, right? You got a billionaire and, you know, what could go wrong as if you're buying as the market's down big? And what could go wrong? Let's be honest. You got billions of dollars. You're not going to lose it all. But then you get to come out and say, hey, I bought when there was blood in the street. Look how smart I am. I mean, you're smart to have $1 billion. But after that, I don't know how smart it is to tell people, hey, I bought when the markets were down big. Okay, good for you. You're not protecting a nest egg. That doesn't help us in the real world. What helps us in the real world are algorithms. When the window opens for us to put capital to work, I'll tell you right here on the show. Pay attention. We'll put capital to work when the reward's worth the risk. And we'll have tight stops. And we won't care if we get stopped out a day, a week, a month later. That's the way it goes. We reload and wait for the next opportunity. Meanwhile, our alpha keeps growing. I'm outperforming the market just sitting in treasury bills. And for my aggressive portfolio, we're killing it today because we're short the market. So I have a note here to talk to you guys about day trading is best when the markets are most volatile, and that's in downtrends. I usually don't day trade in an uptrending market. I don't need it. I'm fully invested long on a day and week strategy. So I tend to stay away from the day trading. But in days like today, I'm always looking for opportunities. And I try to explain to you rule number 51, I think. Gap downs are my favorite days to go long if I can find a trigger. I didn't find a trigger today. That's why I didn't put up on Twitter that we were going long. We didn't find anything. The market just keeps going lower. But now we're in that very interesting zone where the S&P is down 1.5% and the NASDAQ's down 2.5%. And, you know, theoretically for me, this is one of our, rules of the road today. It's another segment of the show. I like to share with you, I've been doing this over 30 years, but on the high seas of investing, if you will, for 30 years, and I've got rules of the road. And I'm writing these rules down for my two children. I have a 5-year-old son, 2-year-old daughter. And when they're 18, I'm going to give them these rules. Between now and then, I'm going to share them with you. Rule 51 is when you get gap downs in the morning, I look to go long. Gap ups, I look to sell when I'm in a day trading mode. So we had a gap down this morning, but you still have to look for the trigger. And we didn't get any triggers. The market just kept going lower. So there's nothing for us to do there. Rule number 55, new rule for the day. Grab a pen, a piece of paper, jot this down. I'm going to start a blog post for you to make it easier so you can keep referring back to it. But for now, you might want to write this down. When the S&P is down 1%, and I use the ETFs as my guide here. So SPY is down 1% and the QQQ is down more than 2%, I start looking for long opportunities the rest of the day. You know why? I came into the day in cash. The market down over 1% on the S&P and 2.5% or 2% on the triple Qs. I've got fantastic alpha. So now my job the rest of the day is to try to lock that alpha in. So if a situation presents itself and a trigger forms, I'm going to put some money to work. It's a win-win for me. If I lose some money on the day trade, so what? I'm already wildly outperforming. I've got a huge 90% cash in some portfolios, right? 100% cash in a conservative portfolio. 51% cash that came in portfolio, my aggressive portfolio, and that's where I day trade, in the aggressive portfolio. So I've got 51% cash, and I'm short the market. So what's the risk in putting a trade on when the market's down this much? On the long side, there's no risk there. It's just locking in alpha. So I'm going to be looking for that today. It doesn't mean I have to trade. I mean, the market might just completely implode. It certainly feels like it's completely imploding. Let me share something directly off my trading desk with you that really disturbs me. I had a long position in one of our favorite fundamental investment ideas, which is Splunk. It's a big data cybersecurity type of play. SPLK, it's a momentum stock. In my aggressive portfolio, I had that position on coming into today, and I had a stop. Now, I was doing a lot of things this morning, so I put the stop in. I usually don't put them in, right? Usually watch. I don't like somebody to know where I'm out. But in this instance, I didn't mind. I wanted to make sure I got executed. I had a lot of things going on the desk. And I didn't have a lot of shares at risk. So I figured, okay, I'll put it in with a stop. Sometimes I do that. So I put in a stop with a limit. Now, normally I put a stop in. This is a $100 stock, right, roughly. So I put a stop in with a 10-cent limit, right? So it can trigger at my stop and go down another 10 cents, and I'm still willing to sell it. But today, for some reason, I put a 20% stop, a limit in. So I gave it a really big cushion. I was basically saying, I don't like how the market looks. So if my stop is hit, I want to make sure I'm out. I don't want to realize that my stop got hit and the asset imploded. And now I was penny wise and pound foolish. So I'm going to make it a bigger limit. Excuse me. And here's what happened today in Splunk. This is very disturbing for the whole market in general. Splunk hit my stop. The very next trade was 20 cents down, which is where my limit was. Luckily, I got executed, my full amount, bang, out. The trade after that, the asset was down another 50 cents, and by the end of the next minute, it was down more than a dollar. That tells me that there's a serious lack of liquidity in the market. That's very dangerous, and that goes along with what I've been describing to you over the last 18 trading sessions. When the S&P 500's 200-day moving average is in a downtrend and its 50-day moving average is in a downtrend, it's the most dangerous time to own stocks. Liquidity dries up for 18 days now. 50 and the 200 are in downtrends. This is an Armor Report exclusive piece of information. You hear about the, quote, death cross. When the 50 goes below the 200-day, it's very dangerous for whatever asset is experiencing that. But here's the problem with something you hear about on CNBC all the time. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And if everybody knows something, it generally is no longer as effective as you want it to be. We have to come up with our own tools, things that the market doesn't talk about. And I'm sharing with you an exclusive off of our trading desk that I've learned over 30 years in the business. I don't have to wait for a death cross. When the 50 and the 200-day are in downtrends together, the market's in serious trouble. And the action in Splunk today and the lack of liquidity in a big momentum name is very disturbing if you're a long buy and hold / buy and hope type of investor. This could get a lot uglier before it gets better. There's a lot of complacency out there. A lot of smart money has been run out of the business in the last 5 years because of central bank intervention, making hedging worthless, right? If the Fed is adding liquidity, we've learned that nobody needs to hedge. Well, here we are in a year where the Fed's reducing liquidity and people are still living off of the last 5 years, expecting the market to go up. Well, because it always does go up after 2008. It's a dangerous place to be in. Hopefully you're listening to this podcast because you're trying to keep perspective, and I'm hopefully right now shaking you a little bit, saying, wake up, guys, wake up. The Fed's raising rates and reducing liquidity. The market's dangerous. One. Two, the 200 and the 50-day are in downtrends. Big problem. Three, now everybody knows that the 50 is starting to cross the 200 in key averages. So death cross all over the place. Four, leadership stocks are getting crushed. NVIDIA, Facebook, Apple, Amazon. Danger, danger, danger. Defend capital. If you can defend capital correctly during downturns, wow, you can outperform during upturns. So that was rule number 55. I kind of got away from it, got on a rant there about the whole market in general. But the rest of today, I'll be looking for a long position if I get the right setup in the big indexes. Now let's talk real quick about rule number 27. This is a twofer today. This is really important. Rule 27 is very important because today's playing out in a very negative way and confirming what we thought, that we're in a downtrend. Rule 27. Again, you can follow me on Twitter, and I tweet out these Armor Report rules periodically. But rule 27 says this. In a downtrend, the stock market can have two strong rally days in a row at any time. At any time. The market could be up huge one day, up again the next day. That does not stop the downtrend. 2 days doesn't do it. A third day in a row, then that suggests to us that a trend might be changing. But 2 days doesn't cut it. And so here we are in day three. 3 days ago, we had a big reversal higher in the market. Friday, the market traded a little bit higher and closed at the highs of the day, or close to them. Today's day three. Everybody last week, at least I saw on CNBC and Bloomberg and all the other ridiculous financial networks spewing opinions that clearly have axes to grind that you never quite know what the axe is. I'll tell you what my axe is. I come on here every day at 12 o'clock to help you out. And I come out on here every day at 12 o'clock to help me out. I really appreciate you guys listening because it keeps me honest. That's really why I do this. It's fun, first of all. I enjoy chatting with you. But it really keeps me honest. It makes sure I execute as I see it using the algorithms because I'm on record talking to you, fielding your questions on email. You can send them through our website, rosenthalcapital.com, answering your direct messages at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T, that's one T, Rosenthal, on Twitter. So my axe to grind by doing this is to make me a better portfolio manager, make me more make me a more effective money manager by executing correctly and not being swayed by emotions, greed, and fear and ego. But I digress. Rule 27. Three up days in a row would begin to change my opinion on the direction of the market. Two up days doesn't do it. So today was day three, and I tweeted this out Friday. I said Monday is going to be very important. And what do we have Monday but an implosion in the market? Implosion, is that too strong of a word? I don't think so. Look at what's going on around you in some of the biggest momentum stocks. And you could use the ETF MTUM. Write that down. It's a very important ETF to follow because I think it will give us early warning signs, both long and short, for the big indexes. Momentum stocks are imploding. They're down almost 3% on the day. That's leading the market. The Qs are down 2.75%. The S&P is down 1.75%. The biggest loser are the big momentum stocks. Those are the leadership sectors of the market, and they're getting trashed. Learn to love MTUM. It can give you a lot of insights. Go to ETF.com to pull up what stocks are in that index. ETF.com. It's a great website to do research. So by definition, if today is going to be a big down day, then it tells us we're in a downtrend. If you didn't believe it, it tells us that. We had two up days in a row, totally normal and typical in a downtrend. But by day three, the overwhelming trend takes over again. And that's what's happening today. And it usually takes over in a nasty, aggressive way. And that's also what happens today in a downtrend. That's what happens. And by the way, the same thing happens in an uptrend. If you're in an uptrend, you could have two down days for no apparent reason, just typical normal action. And then day three, you get a rip-roaring market that takes you to new highs and the trend continues. Rule 27, remember that rule. It's very important. 2 days means nothing. It doesn't change anything when it comes to direction. Day three is what matters. And today, day three is ugly. All right, I called this the title of this podcast is Gold and Silver and GDX, and I haven't talked about it at all. So I want to get to it in the last segment of the show. It's the only ETF that I'm long, the group ETF that I'm long right now. The only group ETF I'm long is gold mining companies. I told you that last week. We put the position on cheap. It gapped up. So now we're in a position where we're just playing, for lack of a better, phrase, we're playing with the house's money. We got the position on cheap. It gapped up. We own it below $19 a share. It's trading above $19.42 right now. That's the key point, $19.42. I really want to see it close above $19.42. We've run as high as, I think, at $19.70 so far today. It's been a huge up day. Now the market's imploding, so they're dragging all stocks down. But, the gold stocks look really good here from a reward versus risk standpoint. If this is the right entry point, and I highlighted it last week, and I felt it was worth highlighting again today, please go to my Twitter feed right now, scroll down until you find the chart of GDX and NEM, Newmont Mining. Hashtag ARMR report, A-R-M-R report. You're going to see a chart I put up side by side of GDX, the big cap mining stocks ETF, and the best company in the business, Newmont Mining. Now, I highlighted last week that GDX has had three consecutive gap ups at the $19 area, proving that there's big buyer support there. And this most recent gap up included an island reversal, which is one of my favorite chart patterns, because it traps shorts. A gap below 19, and then 4 days later, a gap back above it, and the shorts are trapped. So then I looked at the leadership to see what's leadership doing. We talked about momentum stocks and the leadership of the market, and those stocks are imploding, leading the market lower. For GDX, the leader is Newmont. And what Newmont's done is gap to a new high over the last couple of months. It hasn't just gapped up at that 19 area equivalent of GDX. It's actually gapped to a new high. So the leadership stock in the group, 2 month high, the group hasn't done that yet. So I'm really looking forward to see if the group can do that. Now I've raised my stop. Don't forget how we do this. I don't fall in love with my ideas. Stop has been raised. We'll get out of the position if it hits our stop. And at the moment, we wouldn't lose money on it. It would just be like a slightly better than a break-even trade. But if GDX can follow its leader, Newmont, then we've got a big trade in the works here for precious metals. And then, of course, I also just retweeted a Ray Dalio piece where he's pounding the table on how the U.S. dollar is going to lose dominance. If he's ever right about that story, the single biggest winner is going to be precious metals. Whole precious metals story that I just can't go over again right now, fundamentally of how explosive precious metals can be. Maybe I'll dedicate a whole show to the fundamental aspect of precious metals. They've been manipulated for so long. Now we've got some convictions from big brokerage firms that have been manipulating the metals for a decade. Maybe that's coming to an end. Maybe Ray Dalio is going to be right. I don't know. But the algorithm says the reward is worth the risk right now in GDX, and that's why we're there. Join us. And have a tight stop. Don't forget. Protect your assets. In the meantime, have a great day trading. Be careful out there. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.